Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Day's rolling along. 10:27.
Well, when you OTD's put together a great up. Show, when you put together a great show, well, it tends to fly, you know.
Nicely done. We congratulate you for that. I would echo your sentiments. I think that the listeners have brought a great deal to the show today. That's not always the case.
You're right.
Sometimes more of us, less of them. Sometimes more of them, less of us. It depends. But today, it's been a very nice addition, and some things to think about, and some points that have been made that that I do think are worth thinking about. So,
well, I think we owe it nice all to job, Jad, man. Because he's our call screener. He let him on, Jad deserves all the credit.
Aw, thanks. Well,
there you go. Attaboy, Jad. Nicely done.
All right. We've got 6 games to pick. So maybe we need to pick up one. Maybe that's on me. Okay. Maybe, Bruce, we can talk about it. One of them, admittedly, is just morbid curiosity by me. But I think you'll follow the logic, and I think you'll like it when we get there. A couple of them are the usual suspects. And, again, we're maybe one short. So we've got a little time. And what's today? Okay. Looks like Todd Benway tomorrow. Jad, just make a mental note of that. He'll be our State Farm picker. First of all, Lee Sterling is hot as a firecracker. On the free picks that he gave us, he got them all right. He's 4-0 with the freebies that he gave you guys. He's 15-11 now. And he's actually on a 10-2 run for real-life money picks. If you want to put real-life money. So check out Lee if you want to put down some coin coming up this weekend. The games that he will give us for free are a couple similar ones. He's going to pick the Kansas City game. They're laying 9.5. He's going to pick Pittsburgh, Tennessee. I suppose kind of the marquee game in the NFL. That is a 1.5-point spread between two unbeatens. Games that'll knock your block, Pittsburgh and Tennessee. We'll also pick that one.
Right.
By the way. The K-State game against, K-State, KU. So we can't, there's where we came up one short. They're playing each other. We can't do both of those because they're playing each other.
Mm-hmm.
That is about a 20-point spread. Lee's got a little different spread than I do, so I'll update mine at the end of the day. And then probably the game of the day in the Big 12. Iowa State visiting Stillwater to play Oklahoma State.
That's a nice game.
Sure is.
That's a nice game.
And it's got a little bitty spread, so I'm trying to figure out where I'm going to go on that one. That's 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
And Lee's going to pick Texas and Baylor. Texas is favored by 9 in that one. We will also pick the over-under in the Chiefs-Broncos game. I have it at 48.5, I think, which is kind of low for a Chiefs game. And, now it's 46. Damn, I got up. That went down 2.5 points from last time I looked at it.
It's snow. It's going to be very cold snow. It's
really? It's going to be a snow game?
Yeah. 27. Cool. Yeah, 25. I think the high is 25 and a 50, 55% chance for snow. Yeah.
All right. Well, there you have that.
So there you go.
The other game that we're going to pick, I'm going to set as a pick 'em between the Cowboys and the football team. Washington and Dallas is basically a pick 'em, and that we're going to pick that. And that's the morbid curiosity game for me.
That's your morbid curiosity. Uh-huh. I get it. I totally get it, and I'm on board. Okay.
The Cowboys are in disarray. It's a it's a division game, and the other division game is happening tonight. Giants at Eagles. So you got 1-5 against 1-4-1, and you got 2-4 against 1-5. And we're going to pick that Cowboy Washington game. With Todd Benway. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Again, we got to come up with one more.
I got one. I mean, I'll offer one up.
Let's hear it. I didn't
like
make you do it on the fly.
Seahawks Cardinals. Well, I like the Seattle Arizona game.
Sold.
Just an idea.
Sold. Seattle -3.5 at Arizona. Got it.
I kind of like that game.
That's 5-0 versus 4-2. Yep, we can do that.
Not bad.
All right, there you have. Okay. Let's do that. So, KU, K-State, that is – maybe I need to update that line too. Who knows? I saw it at 19.5. Lee sees it at 18. That's a tweener number if I've ever seen one. Between 17 and 20, that's a weird number. Those Vegas guys. Oh, and the Big Ten is cranking up this weekend. That's Lee's game of the week, the Nebraska-Ohio State game. But, yeah, the Big Ten. I got K-State at -19.5, so I was right. I want to keep it there. Any thoughts on the Big Ten? I know that everybody's 0-0.
My biggest thought on the Big Ten is good luck with 8 straight weeks of no interruption. That's my thought. Yeah. It's a wish for them. Good luck. I hope it goes well.
Friday night, Wisconsin hosting Illinois. And then Saturday, the rest of the dudes crank it up, capped by Maryland Northwestern Saturday night. Michigan, Minnesota, I guess, maybe the marquee in the Big Ten. They're both ranked.
That's pretty good.
That. And it's a night game in Minnesota.
Yep, that's a pretty good game.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you're staying away from it. I mean, I hate first week games.
No, I wouldn't put on any of us to pick one of these.
Yeah, no, first week games suck to try to have to pick.
Yeah, they're bad enough. Speaking of the Seahawks, since you brought that up, and we're going to pick them now, they apparently, when the time comes, are not denying that they're going to kick the tires on Antonio Brown. The Seahawks at the moment are 5-0. They have a freak in DK Metcalf. They have a little fast water bug in Tyler Lockett. They got Russell Wilson, who by any metric is one of the top four quarterbacks in the entire league, however you want to slice it. We kind of lauded the Chiefs for sticking their neck out on behalf of Le'Veon Bell. And I know this isn't an apples to apples, but what do we think about Pete Carroll not denying that there might be some interest after week 8 when the suspension is over, that the Seahawks may totally jump in with both feet with Antonio Brown?
Be careful what you ask for, but that's your choice. Are we to the contrite, humble portion of Antonio Brown's career now? The, oh God, I'm at the end and nobody really loves me anymore, but I still have some left in the tank and I've got to prove that I'm not a cancer. I mean, do we believe that that's possible for him?
He's been away from football for a long, long time, man.
Sure has.
And if he still loves it. And it was a little different, but didn't the Seahawks learn a lesson from Josh Gordon?
You would think.
Those are kind of similar guys, are they not? They got David Moore. Well, Philip Dorsett is on that team. I guess maybe never quite knew that or forgot. He's coming back from injured reserve. And he's no world beater, but at least he's got a few skins on the wall. He's played in the league for a while, Philip Dorsett has.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And Josh Gordon actually is still on their reserve slash suspended list while awaiting reinstatement by the NFL.
Yeah.
Your
I
Seattle
it's
Seahawks,
crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Well, I mean.
Now, again, Brown is suspended for 8 games. We're not there yet. Has had their bye come and go, so there's not that to deal with. He would have to go through the COVID protocol about a week.
I'm not sure why anyone would want to deal with that baggage right now. But, you know, I mean, I will say this. Pete Carroll is a pretty smart guy.
Yeah,
he seems to know what he's doing. I'm not going to sit here and second-guess Pete Carroll unless he's got, you know, a 1 yard to pick up at the line of scrimmage or, you know, at the goal line in a Super Bowl and decides to pass. But that's neither here nor there.
At least he got to the Super Bowl. And if if somebody was one receiver away, which I don't quite see the Seahawks fitting that mold, but
I don't either.
Pete Antonio Brown is good, but if he couldn't conform to the Patriot way, how are the Seahawks any different? I hate to be cynical, and I want, you know, he's going to have done his time, that's for sure. 8-week suspension due to knuckleheadedness off the field. And burned his bridges with the Raiders and the Patriots. I guess the more talented you are, looks you're going to get. And he's apparently going to get and it's not just the Seahawks. I guess I should be clear. It's not just them, but the Seahawks aren't denying that there's some interest because he's buddies with Russell Wilson and Geno Smith, who are both quarterbacks on the team. So maybe they vouched for him. I don't know.
How's your clubhouse? Is your clubhouse strong enough to take that on? And do you really believe that that you can change your spots? I don't know. Like I said, my boy is Mike Tomlin, because that
dude figured out how
to get the most out of both of those guys and then cut strings before it ended up affecting him.
True.
So there you go.
I'm looking here, and I admittedly pay more close attention to the Seahawks because of fantasy football, but those guys, and Russell Wilson in particular, they pile up the yards, and it's because they have to, because their defense isn't what it once was.
No, it's
but
not very good.
Offense is not a problem for the Seahawks. Not at all. And I get the rich get richer side of the argument here. But, you know, to your point, how strong is your locker room bringing on baggage like this? And is he what you really need to take you over the top, make you a championship contender, which they kind of already are right now. They're 5-0. You know.
See, Le'Veon Bell in Kansas City makes more sense to me because it allows you a two-headed or a two-barreled approach in your running slash receiving game. So that makes sense to me. Not to mention that Le'Veon Bell has not been... I mean, Le'Veon Bell has been all about the money.
Yeah.
But he's never been, unless I'm missing something, the petulant child that Antonio Brown has been, or worse, by the way. Not just a petulant child.
Well, Bell put his money where his mouth was. He held out for a whole year. So even if you think that's childish, he was like, well, I'm going to do it my way. And he has. Yeah. By the way, the Seahawks are leading the NFL in points per game, 33.8. So it ain't offense.
I just don't know what they gain from that. But anyway.
I guess a lot can happen in 3 games. And that's how long we're going to have to wait until Brown clears that 8-game hurdle. Okay, let us figure out what happened in sports on this day. That would be October 22nd. Superior Rents, good, strong supporters of the show, 21st and Ridge, your rental equipment headquarters. Bring it to us. OTD is next with Shane and Bruce and Jad at 10:41. Mm-hmm.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.